Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, June 6th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of arts and entertainment news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
The King's Last Ride, Kenny Bernstein's 1988 Buick Riata NHRA Funny Car, takes pole position at DFW Car and Toy Museum. The DFW Car and Toy Museum proudly showcases Kenny Bernstein's 1988 Buick Riata NHRA Funny Car, a symbol of his legendary drag racing career. Bernstein, known as the King of Speed, secured four consecutive NHRA Funny Car championships from 1985 to 1988, before transitioning to Top Fuel. This car represents the final chapter of his funny car dominance, adorned in its iconic Budweiser King livery. Despite having a non-running engine, the car's presence and design evoke nostalgia for racing enthusiasts. Visitors can experience this piece of racing history up close at the museum, along with over 200 rare cars and 3,000 vintage toys. Ron Sturgeon, the visionary behind the museum, has been a dedicated car collector for over 30 years, showcasing his passion for automobiles. The DFW Car and Toy Museum, now located in North Fort Worth, offers free admission and parking, making it a must-visit for car enthusiasts.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.